This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Two people have died in a plane crash of a twin-engine Cessna 421 airplane that crashed into the West Acres Mobile Home Park in Steamboat Springs Monday afternoon. Thick smoke could be seen at the west end of town, and fire trucks and emergency vehicles all rushed to the scene. The plane landed in between two mobile homes and just in front of Cesar Carrillo's home.
I was just on my phone. I heard a plane, and then I randomly hear a loud bang. Then I run outside of the house and see a big fire.
Siblings Beyonce and Jose Alegria also heard the plane coming in and crashing.
I just heard a jet pass by and I just hear a boom. Everything around us just shakes and they're screaming. The houses just go up in flames. You can just feel everything going hot. Ashes are everywhere. It was one of the scariest experiences.
I was inside my room and I heard something fast pass by and then I just heard an explosion and I went outside and I saw flames.
The man and the woman on the plane both died, according to County Coroner Mitch Locke. Their flight plan was from Longmont to Ogden, Utah. Steamboat Springs Police Sergeant Evan Noble said witnesses heard the plane going into a corkscrew spin before crashing. Firefighters from Steamboat Springs and West Route all helped, while Oak Creek Fire covered the fire district. Steamboat Police and Route County Sheriffs were all there, as were Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers, Route County Crisis Support, Integrated Community, Yampa Valley Electric, and the Red Cross. A South Route producer who has asked to remain anonymous says a wolf has killed a calf on their ranch. Colorado Parks and Wildlife said it is a credible report, and if confirmed, it will be on their website. The South Route producer says it was about a 250-pound calf that was born on April 1st. They found it dead in their summer pasture on Sunday. They said they have known about a wolf or wolves in the Taponas area since the release in December and have received messages from Colorado Parks and Wildlife that wolves were in their area. They will file for compensation for that wolf depredation. STAND, which is Steamboat Team to Disrupt Anti-Semitism and Discrimination, is gathering this afternoon. The topic is Say My Name, Become an Ally for Transgender Youth. The focus of the meeting will be stories and experiences of transgender youth in our community. Starts at 5 at the Steamboat Springs Community Center today. Everybody's welcome. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KRAIRadio.com.